From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Brazil votes for impeachment trial. Brazil's Senate President Renan Calheiros made the announcement.
Sim, 55.
55 votes for impeachment.
Não, 22.
22 votes against. And early Thursday morning, the deed was done. The Senate voting to suspend President Dilma Rousseff from office for using borrowed money from state banks to cover budget deficits and pay for social programs. Following a nearly 22-hour debate in the Senate, a simple majority was all that was needed to open an impeachment trial. Ms. Rousseff will be formally notified of the vote later today. Her vice president will take over her post in the interim. Douglas Luiz is a resident of Rio de Janeiro. He says, even if I'm not in favor of the Workers' Party and Dilma's government, I don't think the impeachment will solve any of our problems because it will put a vice president in her place that was not elected by the people. Yesterday, several protesters needed to be carted away by rescue workers after inhaling pepper spray fumes. In Iraq, three deadly bombings struck parts of Baghdad on Wednesday, killing at least 93 people and wounding more than 150 others. The deadliest attack occurred at a market in the Sadr City neighborhood of the capital, killing 64 people. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attacks. Hisham al-Ashimi is an Iraq analyst and security expert. He says political disputes and contradictions among field security commanders and higher leaderships, weak intelligence and non-cooperation between citizens and intelligence services, all these factors led to chaos and violence. Such turmoil left so many innocent people dead or wounded, either in yesterday's bombings or in the previous attacks. This is VOA News. The presumptive U.S. Republican presidential nominee, real estate mogul Donald Trump, met today with the party's top elected official, House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan, to air their differences after the lawmaker balked at endorsing Mr. Trump's maverick candidacy. This is Speaker Ryan.
I think we had a very encouraging meeting. Look, it's no secret that Donald Trump and I have had our differences. We talked about those differences today. That's common knowledge. The question is, what is that we need to do to unify the Republican Party and all strains of conservative wings in the party? We had a very good and encouraging, productive conversation on just how to do that.
The political figures met for more than an hour after Mr. Ryan declared last week that he was just not ready to support Mr. Trump's upstart campaign that swept past 16 other Republican presidential contenders, and most of them were either current or former senators and governors. Former U.S. Senator Bob Graham says Americans are fully capable of making up their own minds about 28 classified pages that discuss possible foreign support of those who carried out the September 11th, 2001 terror attacks. The pages are from a joint congressional committee report that came out 14 years ago, but then-President George W. Bush ordered that the chapter not be included in the public release of 800 other pages. Now, some officials with access to the chapter have made comments alluding to Saudi Arabia, but without being able to offer details, the exact connections suggested remain a mystery to most of the country. Mr. Graham claims that his oath of confidentiality forbids him from discussing the specifics. He still believes, however, that the American people deserve to know. He conveyed this opinion in an op-ed piece in Thursday's Washington Post. A South Korean foreign ministry spokesman says his country will be following with great interest U.S. President Barack Obama's visit later this month to Hiroshima, the Japanese city where in 1945 an American warplane dropped the world's first atomic bomb to end World War II. Speaking to reporters at his regular meeting today, ministry spokesman Cho Jun-hyuk said, as he understood it, the president's visit would commemorate Korean victims of the bombing along with the Japanese victims. Now, earlier this week, the White House announced Obama's plans to visit Hiroshima on May 27th, making him the first sitting U.S. president to do so. White House says Mr. Obama will visit Hiroshima with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. For more on these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.